Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Game week.
We're almost there, everyone. God, this every international break seems to go on for longer and longer, Dan. They drag. They really drag. But we're nearly there. We can see it in our sights. Premier League fixtures are about to return, and I, for one, couldn't be happier. Welcome back to Game Week with me, Matt Dyson. Dan Pryor is over there. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
What Pryor knowledge do you have to bring to the table this week?
Oh, loads. You know how this podcast works. It's,
yeah.
It's an information avalanche.
You've been up prepping all night long, getting all the latest facts and figures and all the movers and shakers in the FPL. And we will be dropping that left, right, and centre. Well, now, one of the main talking points that I've seen over the, while the during this sort of dark period for the FPL is the people deserting Jesus. I know we've talked about potentially deserting Jesus, but is it really that obvious a thing to do at the moment?
No, but I think people want Mitrovic, don't they, or Wilson. And, you know, you only have so many forwards. Everyone's got Haaland, that leaves two.
Yes. He's got like a North London derby. You know, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that he's going to score in that.
True.
Liverpool at home, their defence isn't as great as it's been in previous seasons, and then Leeds away. And I granted he's got a blank in game week 12, but I don't think it's that disastrous. I don't know why there's such a clamour to offload Jesus.
I have.
I knew you'd be one of those. One of those guys, blowing hot and cold. You just don't want to lose any money on him, do you?
There's two things. Look, one, I don't like backing someone in a North London derby to score against my own team. And two, it seemed like everyone else was doing it. And sometimes it's just like, I don't want to lose that money. I don't want my value of my team going down. And also, Mitrovic has got very good fixtures.
So you've got Mitro, haven't you? You've gone Jesus to Mitro. That's your transfer.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and then there's a little bit of money left over to sort of sprinkle on the rest of the squad.
I mean, it seems like the obvious move, but I just think I'm going to stick with Jesus. I feel like people are really lacking faith in what Arsenal are doing this season, because one blank is not a reason to get rid of a player. And look, Mitro's got what, Newcastle, West Ham. They're not necessarily that easy. It's not like he, I know he's been even scored in the. He scored quite a few in the international break as well, didn't he, Mitro?
He's been on lovely form.
Yeah, so I mean, he is on fire at the moment. Couldn't score against Nottingham Forest, but generally has had an amazing season. But I don't know. I might hold off on him till like game week 11.
When his price will be about 5.0.
He's still not going to be
more
expensive, is he? He's only 7 million as it is. 6.
And you'll have lost your Jesus money.
It's no, because Jesus is going to score in the North London derby. 12:30 kickoff, so I'm not going to captain him, because I won't captain anyone in an early game. I'm not falling into that trap. But he'll score. Yeah, Kane will score, but he'll also score. Son will carry on scoring a shed load, but I just don't know why people think that Arsenal at home is a, you know, Jesus is going to score in that game, surely, don't you think?
Well, I don't know, but like I say, I think Mitrovic is, if you gave me the money, who's going to more likely to score? I'd say Mitrovic. So that's what I've done. There's some injuries with Arsenal there.
You've gone with the crowd. You've followed the herd, haven't you? You followed the herd.
Partey, Tierney and Tomiyasu injuries.
Ah, Tierney. Tierney's always getting injured, isn't he? Bloody hell. He is a real crock, Tierney.
Well, Partey as well.
Well, the less said about him, the better. But Tierney seems to be getting injured a lot. I've got Zinchenko still in my squad. Unbelievable. Oh. He is... Oh, wait a sec. My son Ted's calling me. Wait a sec. Yeah?
Ted talk.
I'll get you one in a minute. He wants a chocolate bowl.
I thought you already had one.
I just gave him one. You just saw me give him one, didn't you, on the video earlier, yeah.
Yeah,
he wants another one, but he calls them glow bars. You know those brunch bars, that Cadbury's brunch bars. Have you ever had one?
No, I
haven't. Raisins in them. They're nice, like a cereal bar with chocolate. He thinks he can just have one whenever he asks for one.
Wow, this is outrageous.
He's in for a shock because he's not getting one. But I'll just not tell him that till after I've recorded the podcast.
Think how much disappointment he'll have when he does fantasy football and thinks he can have goals whenever he wants and own a
Yeah, exactly. He's in for a big surprise. Don't worry, by the way, his sisters are also with him. I'm not left him on his own in case social services are listening.
You've got the nanny dealing with it. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Yeah, the nanny, the army of nannies are dealing with him at the moment. Yeah. So I need to get rid of Zinchenko, certainly, but I think that was the only transfer I'm going to make this weekend.
Well, I mean, I've got a couple of injuries now because obviously my boy Patterson, he took a...
Oh, what a shame.
...international break, out 4 or 5 weeks, I reckon.
Is he?
Kulusevski is now a doubt for the match.
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
Perisic took a knock, but I don't know that he's a doubt, but he took a knock in one of the games from Højbjerg, and Lloris is a doubt, so... There's doubts on both sides of these matches.
Yeah, a lot of people not coming through the international break, the pointless international break. But yeah, I suppose let's look ahead at some of the fixtures then, Dan, I suppose, because the North London Derby is a mouth-watering prospect in a 12:30 kickoff on a Saturday, isn't it, really? Two of the form teams in the Premier League coming together. This is exactly how we want to return to Premier League action with a game like this. It's going to be amazing, isn't it?
No, I hate the away leg of the North London Derby.
But as long as Mikel Arteta does another weird speech with a light bulb in his hand, shine it into his face, like, I reckon they'll be okay. I think Arsenal will do it. Arsenal, top of the table. Spurs 1 point behind. This is as high profile as a North London Derby gets.
Well, since the last one, yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you're in the top, you're both in the top three. It's not that hasn't happened for a while, has it?
I guess not. But yeah, it's in FPL terms, it's a game like you can't really ever predict these games, can you? I think the most likely thing is it probably won't be a 0-0.
Yes, there's got to be goals, and that's why I'm sticking with Jesus. I'm not following the herd like you, Dan. I'm going to stick by my man. I have faith in Jesus.
Good.
And I'm going to stick with him just because he's now become a differential. Actually, no, he's still got 71% ownership. I'm talking out my ass. I just looked at his ownership. It still seems like everyone owns him. Except
his price went down, so it's definitely happened. And Mitrovic's has gone up. So I feel safe with my moving with the other herd.
And you've still got Tony. You've still got England.
Yeah, in this battle of the teams. Yeah, Bournemouth, Brentford. I do still have Tony. Yeah, he didn't really get a look in the international break, did he? That was a bit odd. I don't know why Southgate's treating this stupid Conference League as though it's an actual tournament. Like, it was going to be I miss the days of Sven almost now, where you had 35 players coming on and changing the whole lineup three times.
It was better for the FPL, certainly,
Let's
wasn't it?
See what Leeds right back can do and what a Forest centre back and just love any old player in. Yeah.
Have a bit of fun. But yeah, I'll keep Tony certainly for this Bournemouth game. Fixtures get a little bit more difficult after that for Brentford, so I'll certainly give him one more game. Obviously, Haaland is the captain obvious to go for, isn't he, really?
Manchester Derby.
Manchester Derby, he's going to score in that, isn't he, surely?
You'd have thought so.
Well, he scores every game, but
again, it's like the Arsenal game. It's a tricky sort of you never know with derbies, do you? But I think it would be hard. I'd be hard pressed to not have him. The big sort of weird one is not having Salah at the moment. Home to Brighton with their new manager, yes, that no one's ever heard of. You ever heard of that manager they've got now?
No,
Brighton?
Never heard of him. No, I don't even know his name. Well, he's one of the main transfers out. A lot of people getting rid of Mo.
Yeah.
Have you kept faith in him?
No, I sold him for De Bruyne last week, and now I'm like, well, I'm probably not going to. I'd already made my free transfer, and now I've got Kulusevski injured. I've probably got to think about getting him out. I can leave Patterson. He's at nothing, like 4 million on the bench.
Yeah, he's cheap on the bench, I suppose. Sorry, there's a lot of noise in the background. My kids are running around with dogs outside the door.
Nice, yes.
I've never experienced this much background noise on a podcast at home before.
I don't imagine a lot of listeners won't ever either.
Best time to keep it there.
Don't you have a red light? You know Mike Clive.
Oh my god. No, clearly not, as you can hear.
Palace Chelsea, how's that looking for you?
Yeah, let's move on. No, I was gonna say who else people have been getting rid of is Rashford because he's injured, but I don't think it's a massively bad injury.
Are you sure he's injured? I thought he was meant to be starting this weekend.
Well, apparently he's got a 75% chance of playing with a muscle injury, but that's according to the FPL chimps. Odegaard, people have been getting rid of, and Trent Alexander-Arnold, people have been getting rid of, but it's like I know Trent's got dropped by Southgate, but I don't think he should be dropped by
he's 7.5 mil.
And then the most bought in is Tony, the aforementioned, and Madison, because obviously a lot of people are expecting Madison to score against Nottingham Forest in the basement battle that is coming up on Monday night.
Well, now that I've got to get shot at Kulusevski, I could get Madison back in, because I think that was a swap.
I thought you already had him.
Yeah, because I had a couple of games off form. I didn't fancy him, and now he's one of the most consistent players on FPL this season. He's been great.
He has had a good start, hasn't he? Despite Leicester being rubbish, he's been okay almost.
Yeah, like, and they actually played pretty well the first 40 or so minutes of that last week.
Yeah, it's worrying. It's worrying ahead of El Sacchio.
And, they've got Forest, which now is almost becoming the get them in against Forest, can't stop
conceding. Coming, isn't it? Well, okay, good. I'm glad you're saying that, because that's sort of put the kiss of death on it. But I think
Look at Forest with their little two stars on their badge.
Yeah. We've been to Europe. We won the cup twice. Yeah, I mean,
Have Spurs won the European Cup? We get half a badge for a final, half a star for a final. No one else has done it. Look at Liverpool's. They'd have like eight of them on there.
Well, that's a fair point, yeah. Look, you know, some people like to show off about what they've achieved.
It's quite a phallic-looking badge, that Forest badge, when you look at it in a small sort of...
Depends. Frame. I don't know what your bits are looking like, but it looks like a tree to me.
A tricky tree, yeah. It's just a little bit of a...
It's a big tree.
Yours must be
a bit swollen, to be honest. I think you need to see a doctor. I need to see a doctor. Oh my god, they're spurting out of it. Are you mad? Look, Dan, you need to see a doctor is the first thing I'd say from that. Because if yours is that shape,
I'm just saying you got
monkeypox or something.
It's compared to all these other badges, just to completely ruin this podcast, out of all of them, that's probably the one that looks most like something else.
Well, I never thought that in my life. You've got a cock. Your badge is an actual cock, and you're saying that ours is phallic.
Yeah, that's the bird. It's a different situation. A cockerel, to specify for anyone who isn't.
It's a cock and a ball. You've got a cock and a ball on your badge. So, if anyone's phallic, it's yours. Surely. It's going to be a great game when we play each other again, as we seem to have.
We've got a cup game coming up, and then another league game. Yeah, we're running out of time, Dyson. We are.
So, I mean, is there anything else to add, Dan? Any other games you've got your eyes on potentially? Mainly,
I don't know. I've completely between your kids running around on dogs and business with the badges. I've kind of completely thrown out of it. Madison is a player I'd like to have to take a hit on, because I can't have Kulusevski injured, and then he's not a shoo-in anymore anyway. Richarlison's playing. I'm sticking with Haaland. I'll probably have to captain Haaland. I'll stick with De Bruyne. Zaha against Chelsea, that's fine. there's a few injuries at Newcastle which are worrying, but I'll keep hold of Trippier for now. Cancelo's fine. Martinelli, yeah. I really want Cancelo.
I mean, Cancelo's becoming a must-have,
yeah,
isn't he, this season?
I've had him since the start.
And I'm regretting not having him in since
the start. His price is starting to rise and all. But they've got a blank in 12.
But there's no point bringing him in now, exactly. Yeah, it's extortionate. And there's no point really bringing Walker back in, even though he's back from injury as well. So, yeah.
Who are you captaining?
I'm going to captain obviously. The new captain, obvious, Haaland, I think, because I fancy him in a Manchester derby. But then the brave choice would be to go with Jesus, as everyone's deserting him, to stick with him. And
you got Son, yeah?
Still got Son, yeah.
He had a good international break, free kick and another goal. Lovely North Korea kit. Oh, God. Oh, South Korea kit, to be clear. That was a bad mistake. That kit, they've got an away kit that is beautiful.
I saw it, yeah. It looks a bit, it's a bit garish, isn't it? You love a garish away kit, don't you?
Lovely, that kit, yeah.
I'm not sure about it, personally.
But I'm worried you could get it and then you could draw them in the England... South Korea.
The Hummel. I'm all about the Hummel Denmark kit ahead of Qatar. I mean, that's a nice touch.
Nice political statement.
Yeah, it's nice.
I mean, basically anything other than the home England kit. And then the away one looks like the one.
The away one, I like the away one.
It looks like the one that lad in the in-betweeners wore. It's just like that red one. I've seen that one years ago.
It looks like one of those fake replica ones that you can get these days based on an old kit. Yeah, I suppose there's an element of that. Dan, how long we got left?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't had a minute warning yet, but we're almost out. Here we go. We've got 5 minutes. So, I mean, if you got another tangent,
That's luxuriating what we've got ahead then. No, I think we pretty much, part of the England kit. I mean, I sort of like the England kit, but I'm never going to buy an England kit.
Why is that?
Because they're so expensive and unflattering. I just don't really.
Are they unflattering? Well, look at that. That's what I mean about that Korea kit. It's black. It couldn't get any more flattering.
Nice. Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen, I don't think, for me. I'm going to try and have a week where I don't make any transfers. I think I'm just going to leave Zinchenko to rot on my bench and drop in value because I just, I don't know. I don't really feel like an urgent need to, because Liverpool have got Brighton and I think they may. It's not going to be a goal fest against Brighton, is it? Although,
well, it could be. Who knows? We've got a new manager.
The new manager that no one's ever heard of. Perhaps it will be. Who knows? I feel like there could be goals in Villa Leeds, but I don't feel like an urgent need to make any new signings.
I think I'm playing it safe between now and Christmas. You know, it's not that loads of fixtures. It's what, 16?
There's also a World Cup. Yeah,
we've got like 8 left. And then after that, with that World Cup free hit, then you can go a bit mad and you're still have another free hit.
8 left till the break, is there? 12th of November, game week 16. That's when the break's happening.
Indeed.
So take us up to there. Just 8 sleeps till Christmas, till the World Cup, and then we can all enjoy that spectacle.
Any thoughts any thoughts before you go on Coolio?
Oh, very sad. I mourn his passing because he was. What about you?
I just wanted to hear what you had to say about it.
He was all right, wasn't he? I heard it on the news saying he was like a leading light in West Coast hip hop. I don't think he was that big. I think more of like Dr. Dre and Snoop and stuff like that, really. But yeah, Coolio was all right. And Michael Barrymore's cover of I'll See You When You Get There is legendary. So, you know.
Mm. If anyone's not as familiar with his then also look up the song Ooh La La, which was a very good song by Coolio and doesn't get as much love as it should.
Oh, right, nice. Which one's that one? How's it go, Dan? Sing it to us.
I'm thinking of the wrong song, not Ooh La La.
I thought that was...
Fantastic Ride, that was the one I liked. Fantastic Ride. He has got a song called that, but Fantastic Ride was a great... come along and ride on a... Fantastic ride, slippery slide.
Maybe I do reckon that does ring a bell, actually. Yeah.
Crops up in the amazing Chicago Bulldog on Netflix as well last time.
I mean, I think we all know the words to Gangster's Paradise, every single word.
Tell me. Come on, Brent.
That's his legacy, isn't it? You know, that'll stay with us. But that's for another podcast on another day, Dan.
We've got a minute 50. You can give it at least 24 bars.
Now and the money, minute after minute, hour after hour. Remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
I don't remember him singing that bit.
No. I've reworked it slightly, paraphrasing the great man. R.I.P.
Here comes the remix.
R.I.P.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.